Cześć wszystkim, nazywam się Paula i pochodzę z Polski. Don't worry, I'm not gonna do the whole speech in Polish, just wanted to do the first kind of sentence. My name is Paula and I'm from Poland. Since 2020, Germany's neighbor has had one of the strictest laws against abortion in the EU. When hundreds of thousands took to the streets in Poland to fight for the right to self-determination and dignity, they were confronted with police violence. In recent years, tragic stories have become more frequent. Tragic stories of people who were forced to give birth against their will, who were taken into police custody after miscarriages, who had to die because doctors were too afraid to carry out life-saving interventions. They were afraid of a system that hypocritically claims to protect life above all else, but which disregards and instrumentalizes the lives of pregnant people. People who provide information and support for abortion are being attacked and dragged through the mud by politicians and media. In theory, the new law says that abortions are legal if there is an acute threat to the life or health of the pregnant person or if the pregnancy is the result of an illegal act. However, reality shows us that even in these highly traumatic cases, pregnancies often have to be carried out to term anyway, mainly because doctors refuse to intervene, whether out of religious conviction or simply fear of legal consequences. Dorota, Izabela, Anna, Agnieszka, Justyna, Marta, Dominika are names of some of the women who have died in Poland since 2020 because they were denied life-saving interventions, because they were pregnant and therefore their own lives had less value. Access to the pill and other contraceptives in Poland is the most restrictive in the EU. I was very lucky to grow up in a family who answered my questions without shame, who helped pay for my appointments with the gynecologist. I was lucky to have grown up in a large liberal city. Many people don't have that luck, here in Germany as well. They come from regions and backgrounds where access to information and support is very difficult. In Poland, you need a prescription for the morning after pill, which makes it virtually useless with the long waiting times. Sterilization or tubal ligation is simply illegal. Laws and politicians around the world say that our bodies do not belong to us, that we are not trusted to make our own decisions. At the same time, however, in Poland, as in the whole world, in the face of oppression, networks of solidarity are growing. Non-governmental organizations, a resistance that is so beautiful and so strong that it makes me cry. People who are courageous in the face of police violence and legal persecution. Because, of course, we all know that abortions are still being carried out everywhere, just more expensive and riskier. It's the countries with the stricter laws, in addition to poor access to contraceptives and the demonization of sex education in schools, that are the ones where abortions are most common. In Poland, parliamentary elections were held almost a year ago, and the ultra-conservative party, which had been in power since 2016, is now finally in the opposition. The issue of abortion was central to the election campaign, and thanks in part to the work and votes of feminists, the coalition of October 15th is now in parliament. The victory was followed by much joy, a new hope in democracy, and a beautiful plan, 100 concrete steps for the 100 first days of the new government. But wait, one of the most important election promises was missing from the 100 different topics, to finally legalize abortion. Later, even the most subtle attempt at decriminalization failed in parliament. Parts of the coalition, which won thanks to the work and commitment of pro-choice activists, voted against the project. So we lost. Or at least that's how it feels sometimes. We were used to win the election and then immediately forgotten. How could we have been so naive? In recent years, we have noticed a global trend towards neo-fascism, a growth of ultra-conservatives, populist politicians who repeatedly restrict, question, and instrumentalize the rights of people of marginalized genders, queer people, refugees, people of color, and other marginalized groups for cynical purposes in their political struggle. We stand in solidarity with people who in El Salvador, Nicaragua, the United States, Madagascar, Egypt, Laos, Iraq, Mauritius, Poland, and other countries are fighting against extremely strict restrictions, against laws that claim lives and cause suffering every year. But I don't want to end on a negative note. The women's strike, Strike Kobiet, in Poland was and is a strong network of people that will not let go. Every single person who gets to decide what happens to their body tomorrow is a success and will always be fighting for. Ni una mas, ani jednej więcej.